2002 has been a good year for singer Vivica Jeannot. The mezzo-soprano released her solo debut CD, which the New York Times just named one of the best vocal recordings of the year. And this month, she sold out Weill Recital Hall at Carnegie Hall in New York. Vivica Jeannot has done most of her work in Europe, where she's built a reputation singing music originally performed by men. David Darcy reports.
The standard for virtuoso singing in 18th century opera was set by the castrato Carlo Broschi, who was called Farinelli. Farinelli, who was celebrated in a feature film, was castrated to preserve the purity and pitch of his boyish voice, a voice that inspired memorable arias by George Friedrich Handel and his contemporary Gimignano Giacomelli. The last known castrato died in the early 20th century. The voice singing Giacomelli's aria belongs to Vivica Jeannot, an American mezzo-soprano who's devoted an entire recording to Farinelli's greatest hits. Vivica Jeannot was born and raised on the other side of the world from Farinelli's Europe. In Fairbanks, Alaska, Jeannot says she heard classical music when performers gave concerts during layovers on their way to Asia. Jeannot's first instrument was violin, but one day she auditioned for a singing role in a sixth grade production of How the West Was Won.
Did all of this without telling my parents, I guess. I don't really remember. But my mother says that my sixth grade teacher, when we were doing one of the shows finally, called my mother up and said, "Where are you? You have to come here because your daughter is singing." And my mother said, "She's doing what?" You know? And it was a big success, and everybody was saying I should study singing. And I said, "Yeah, right. I mean, we're in Fairbanks, Alaska. What do you know about what it takes to be a professional opera or any kind of singer, professional singer?"
Jeannot sang in high school musicals. She hadn't even heard an opera anywhere but on the radio until she saw Il Trovatore on her first trip to New York in 1989.
And I did fall asleep. I remember something about some nuns running around on stage at one point, but I don't really remember too much about the performance, unfortunately. But the next night we went to Tosca at the City Opera, and that I did much better.
Jeannot eventually left Fairbanks to study genetics. She finally returned to music and got a degree from Indiana University as a soprano. Then, one day, she was singing for her teacher.
I was singing Come Scoglio from Così Fan Tutte, and really laying into the low notes, because they have some really great sorti di fuori di questo luogo, and you go down into the low notes then, and she said, she's going to kill me. She said, "But my dear, you want for to sing like this, you must for to be mezzo-soprano," she said. And I said, "No, I've been doing it, I've finally graduated, I'm a soprano, I can't be a mezzo-soprano now." "Well, you think about it," she said. And I didn't sleep for 3 nights. I thought about when I used to play the violin. I never liked playing first violin, I always liked playing second violin, and I always longed to play the viola. When I sang in choruses, I never wanted to sing first soprano, I always wanted to sing alto, alto one, alto two. But my problem was I knew of only two mezzo-soprano roles in the universe. That was Carmen, and that was Rosina and Barbara of Seville. So I went to the music library there at Indiana, and I did my research, and I wrote out every single role for mezzo-soprano that I found in the card catalog. And I came out with quite an abundance of parts and of singers also, and so I figured, well, if these people have been able to make a living as a mezzo-soprano, there must be something in it. So I decided, okay, I'll be a mezzo-soprano.
While there are plenty of songs for mezzos, the heroic opera roles in that range are almost all for male characters. Jeannot sings some of those arias on her Farinelli recording, her first solo studio effort.
Spesso riposo in
was conducted by René Jacobs, a singer himself whose voice is in the Farinelli countertenor range. But Jacobs hadn't thought of devoting a recording to Farinelli arias until he met a singer who he thought could handle them.
She is a voice that is more than two octaves, but with the weight of the voice on the basis, the chest voice. So it's like a pyramid, and not a pyramid on its head, like we hear very often now, with very loud high notes, and the recitatives are not good because there is not enough voice. She has all that, and she is surprisingly, I must say, not star. I mean, she will be a star, and she is a star, but she doesn't behave like a prima donna at all. You can tell her things.
Vivica Jeannot has had to make adjustments, including changing the range in which she sings, but she says it all came down to listening to the music that's best for her voice.
When I'm on stage, especially when I was first starting, it was a little bit awkward for me to justify to myself, why am I up here with a woman's voice singing a man's role? If you just change your little gray area from not being hyper-feminine or hyper-masculine, but just in the middle, being human, between the two, it really opens things up.
Vivica Jeannot's next recording will be another role written for a man, Rinaldo, from the Handel opera of the same name. The recording comes out this spring. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards will be back to start your New Year's Day. I'm Renee Montaigne.